Oh, because we've come back from behind too. It's going to be a tough ball game. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be one of the ones that everybody wants to watch because there's a lot to play for. Playing for the number one seed in the playoffs is a huge factor in who gets to the Super Bowl, who has the easier road. So there's nothing easy about it, but it's going to be a great ball game, and hopefully we'll come out on top.
You guys know you're a better offense than you showed last week. How much does last week's performance motivate you to?
Yeah, if we are motivated by what we did last week, then we're not trying to get any better. We're just going to go out there and do our game and play, do what we do, and that's to run the ball, protect the football, and convert on first down and third downs. We didn't do that last week. We turned the ball over. We didn't convert. And, we fell off blocks and things like that. And uncharacteristic of us, but, you have down games, and we're not making excuses. We put that one behind us and move forward to the next one. And the next one's a big one for us. This is about as big as they get for a regular season game.
What's the key to running against their 3-4?
Well, obviously, it's the linebackers in any 3-4 front are the key. Every good 3-4 front has a good stout nose guard, and this team's no different with Casey Hampton up front. We looked at Cleveland, and then we played the Jets, and, we played Baltimore had, so it starts there, and then you got linebackers that can cover the gaps, and the key is getting on your blocks, maintaining the blocks. You don't have to drive anybody off the ball, just look for stalemates so that your guards can get up to the linebackers, and our backs got to do great jobs of setting the blocks and getting in the holes, and you do all those things, and then you might have a better chance of winning.
The Giants proved last year you don't have to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs to get to the ultimate fight.
Pittsburgh proved it when they won the Super Bowl, too. You don't have to, but it definitely makes it a lot easier. Obviously, having the bye, it gets you an extra week of getting rest and things like that, and that's something that we fought for and we got, and the next goal is to get home field throughout. Of course, home field doesn't mean anything if you don't win the first game. So we're focusing on Pittsburgh Steelers, though. We're focusing on this game, and next week will be the Colts game, and then on whatever.
What did it mean to you to get back to the Pro Bowl? 2004 was the last time.
Yeah. It was special. I got the call yesterday from Jeff, and, it's a little bit of vindication. Where somebody might have written me off as an old guy who didn't have anything left, I think I proved everybody wrong. And But it's a testament to the guys I play with. I think it's a testament to the people who brought me here, Jeff Fisher, Floyd Reese, and Mike Munchak. And you only get as good as those guys you play around, but play around you. And we got some good offensive linemen. It's a great thing for Michael Ruse to get recognized. But, Dave Stewart's playing well. Jake Scott came in and has done a great job for us, as well as Eugene. And it helps me have two running backs that can do really well, and a quarterback can get rid of the ball. We're not measured on stats as an offensive lineman, but we only given up 8 in 14 games. Sacks, that is, then it's not just it's the offensive line's part doing our job, and it's exciting, it's humbling, it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be fun to be back there.
I can't believe you've already told Michael about don't give out the room number.
You got to take care of your boys, and you might not take care, you might not tell Chris Johnson because he's a running back, but you're definitely going to take care of the offensive lineman. And but it'll be a great week for all of us, and it's neat to go with so many teammates. I've only went with one or two guys before, but to have six of us, and hopefully down the road, maybe two or three more will be tacked on as alternates. So. It'd be a special time for us.
When you had your injury, was it a triceps in 05?
It was. I tore my tricep in week 6, I think, of 05, so I missed 11 games that year. And
Is this the Pro Bowl, to go in there, isn't this kind of a great thing after what maybe thought you'd never play football again?
No, I never had that thought. That thought never crossed my mind. I mean, it's a torn tricep. You get in and replace it, or you have it repaired and go about your business. And unfortunately, there's maybe been some other people who thought I wouldn't be able to recover from it. And the funny thing is, the left tricep's stronger than the right one now. But it never crossed my mind that was the end of my career. It was just a hiccup, a speed bump, so to speak. And I'm just fortunate that Jeff believed enough in me to bring me here. And it's worked out. I mean, look, we've been to the playoffs we're going for the second time. And we've had two winning seasons and three non-losing seasons. And we're doing something special here. And I'm glad I get to be a part of it.